Dr. Librand and his wife, Jody, of 34 years, homeschooled their five children from birth to college, where they all excelled in academics and community, the University of Texas, and Abilene Christian. With their combined degrees, two BAs, two masters, one doctorate, Fred and Jody have stuck with their faith and their obsession with practical learning. As a result, the overall theme of teaching them to learn how to learn invades everything they offer.
In this game of working with your children, if you will listen to what I'm saying, I promise you, it will change your life, and it will change the life of your children forever. I couldn't possibly be more emphatic, because here's what's up on the individual level. I'm not talking about culture and sociology. That's the game, but it gets down to the individual, because the individual can go against culture. The individual can make his or her own choices. And it comes down to what I would call mental models. So a mental model is how you think about approaching life or a certain area. And this isn't unique to me. I've been spending a lot of time thinking this through from systems and business and churches and life. But mental models work like this. Babies. Okay. So if you have a mental model, it means you have a way you think about how life goes in a certain area. And that prediction makes you act and interact and react in certain ways. So babies is your mental model that they eventually, little babies, newborns, gradually settle into a schedule? Or is your mental model that parents can coach them to do it? That's what you want to wrestle with. And so Jody and I had a mental model in the course of time that we could actually coach our children to settle into kind of a routine or a schedule. And as a result, what we experienced is with all five of our children, they slept through the night from 6 weeks on or even earlier. And so as a result, with us having children that slept through the night, we were more rested. We were maybe a little saner, et cetera. But the truth is that the model itself in our head was what made us take actions. That's the trick. Okay. Let me pick another area. Spelling. Do you think children are everyone can learn to spell? Is that your model? Or do you believe or understand that only some kids are good spellers and some are bad spellers? Well, if you do that, if you take that approach that if you have a mental model that some kids are good spellers, some are bad, the actions you'll take will actually line up with cultivating one or the other. Communication. Is communication about people agreeing with you or people understanding you? A lot of times in communication, we kind of foul things up because we think and we keep talking and talking and talking, keep telling the other person over and over and over because we think they don't understand because they don't agree. But actually, a person can understand you and still not agree. So that mental model and communication will affect how you communicate and react to people. A last one would be learning. And learning is your mental model that you have to know the subject in order to teach the children. Or is it something where they can teach themselves? So if you understand, if you have a mental model that a child can teach him or herself, then obviously in the course of time, they can grow and develop. But if you don't have that, if you think you have to be the teacher, then you have to know more than the student. So you have to keep learning more math and getting better at calculus or whatever it is to keep up and ahead, because the children can't learn unless you know it. We don't have that philosophy at all, or that mental model. We have a mental model of the children can teach themselves, and we're there to facilitate that. Some things I know more than my kids about. Some things they know more than I know. That's the way the game goes. So I say all that about mental models because I'm getting back to this issue in America currently and what's going on. And what I would argue is what's going on is we have people who do not have an internal locus of control. Locus is like location, Latin for place. So if you don't have an internal locus of control, you've got to blame things outside of you. If you can't run your own emotions and how you feel, then the only way to explain what's going on about feeling bad is out there, outside of you. So I'm okay. Great. Right. So I think these people are thinking that are caught up in, and what I'm talking about is people that need safe places on campuses, you know, a puppy, a coloring book. I mean, we're making fun of it, but actually these are things people are offering as solutions. They need a safe place. They need some place to be able to process and feel okay, because all these things are making them feel bad. Look, the university has for millennia been a place of interaction, discussion, and debate. And what you do is you learn how to tolerate it, right? So I think that what's going on in their head is they've learned, now it's a cultural game, but they've learned, I'm okay, I'm great, and I'm right. I think that's the heritage of every child on the planet. I think they start out thinking they're okay, they're great, and they're right. We have to do some work. They also seem to have a belief that it's not my fault. And finally, additionally, I shouldn't feel bad. So it's not my fault. I shouldn't feel bad. And it's blank's fault. So intergenerationally, you can blame your parents. You can blame the culture. If you are an African-American, you come out of a slave culture, theoretically, you may not. You may have moved here from somewhere else, from Africa later, or from Jamaica or somewhere else. I know all those issues are in there. But if you have that in your mind, that slavery created such a disadvantage, there's nothing you can do. So it's somebody else's fault. So we've got to deal with the outside world. They've got to fix it. In some of the debate, they call that compensatory justice. I don't get in that discussion. I'll get in trouble, I know. But what we're wrestling with is, you know, that people who make me feel bad are the bad guys. So everything is external. There's no internal locus of control. There's no internal ability to change how I feel. Therefore, it's everybody outside of me's fault. And that could be mom's fault, dad's fault, cousin's fault, grandparents' fault, the media, the this, that, the da, 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 da. This is why we developed a whole course on running your emotions. So you could indeed figure out how to change how you feel about things so you can have your own life, make your own choices. That's an internal locus of control. This, gang, is what we have got to teach our children. We've got to cultivate them the ability to master their own thinking and their own feelings and their own understanding. That's what the game is about. That's part of what education and being a self-learner is about. So I would say what you're looking at is an immature, dysfunctional bunch of kids who weren't homeschooled, obviously, and have not figured out how to be in charge of their own choices, their own decisions, their own feelings, their own understanding. Instead, they're busy blaming the outside world.